This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. More than 900 new California laws took effect on January 1st, ranging from updated sexual assault policies to new groundwater requirements. One law, AB 60, signed by Governor Brown in 2013, is designed to improve public safety by allowing undocumented Californians to apply for driver's licenses. The DMV reported almost 50,000 applications from undocumented immigrants in the first week alone. Aside from its normal field centers, the DMV has opened up four new processing centers across the state to handle the overflow of first-time applicants. KALW's Angela Johnston visited one of these centers in San Jose a week after AB 60 took effect.
Now serving D204 at window number 31.
I find Rosa Santos leaning over a pile of forms and documents in the corner of the San Jose's new DMV. She's here with a friend. They're both applying for their licenses for the first time through AB 60.
I had to fill around this form if it is for the first time that I got my driver license. And address, my complete full names, and social security if you have it.
Santos came prepared today. She studied for hours, poring over YouTube tutorials and sample driver's tests. As she waits in line for her appointment and her test, she ruffles through the documents she needs.
Actually, you need a matricula consular from Mexico. And
a Mexican ID, a piece of mail to confirm her address, and $33 for the processing fee.
So are you excited? Are you nervous?
I'm nervous, but I'm excited too.
Santos has lived in San Jose since 1998. She works long hours as a quality control inspector in a factory nearby and drives to and from work every morning. She says not having a driver's license makes her daily routine anything but routine.
Oh my God, so many difficult things happen when you don't have a driver's license, you know?
She says she's been stopped by the police, once for a broken taillight, once for speeding. Another time, she didn't know why. Each time, she says, she got a ticket for not having a license. She can't buy car insurance either.
They report your car. It's like $1,000 to pay for getting back your car, so it's going to be tough.
Did that happen to you?
Yes, twice already.
She says if she passes, the license will give her a new sense of mobility.
I just drive to my house to work, and now I have the chance to go somewhere else to, without thinking the police going to stop me and give me a ticket because no driver's license, you know.
Santos is one of thousands of undocumented Californians who have applied to get licenses in the 2 weeks since AB 60 took effect. In the first 3 days, there were over 40,000 undocumented applicants, says DMV spokesperson Jessica Gonzalez.
We're expecting over the next 3 years that 1.4 million will apply.
To handle the extra business, the DMV has hired 900 new employees. Gonzalez says most AB 60 applicants have to pass a written test and then a behind-the-wheel exam.
Since AB 60 applicants started taking the test, the pass rate has actually increased.
That bodes well for Jorge Martinez, who is also waiting in the lobby. But he's not taking any chances. He's dressed in a suit and leather shoes, nervously poring over every last detail in his study guide, waiting for his number to be called.
Now serving age 03.
119. 10 more. 10 number more.
Martinez works nights, 7 days a week, cleaning parking lots and roads. In the week leading up to the test, he spent his days studying.
It's very important to pass the test because my family depends on me.
Martinez says he needs to drive his kids to school in the morning and then his wife to her job. Like Rosa Santos, Martinez tells me he has been pulled over many times by the police. He says he feels they are watching out for his car.
Because sometimes the police watching me, and I have been nervous.
Martinez says he will feel safer with a legal license. He says he doesn't want to hide from the law anymore. Governor Jerry Brown says if Martinez and other undocumented drivers are licensed, roads everywhere in the state will be safer. Again, Jessica Gonzalez.
The whole point of AB 60 is to make the roads safer by having drivers that know the rules of the road, have been licensed, have been tested.
Some critics of AB 60 felt it rewards people who are already breaking the law. Meanwhile, some immigrants' rights activists are concerned about applicants having to hand over so much personal information.
Now serving H040 at window number 56.
Rosa Santos gives worried glances to her friend when DMV employees take a while to process her documents.
My signature is different than the consular matricula that I have, so that's why they took me almost forever in there.
But after another half hour waiting in line to take the written test and to get her photo taken, Santos walks out of the testing area.
How did that go?
Good.
You passed.
I passed the test.
She says she feels like a huge weight has been lifted off her shoulders.
Phenomenal. Yeah, I'm happy. I'm really happy.
Santos still has to make an appointment to do her behind-the-wheel test before she gets an actual license, but she's legally allowed to drive now, and she's already planning her first big road trip to visit family and friends she hasn't seen in years.
Now I'm going to get to Nevada. I'm going to drive two different states. So.
And Jorge Martinez, he passed too, and scheduled a behind-the-wheel test this week.
I'm very happy. Two error only. I can go to the house and call my wife. My wife, I think so, is happy for this paper.
His kids will be happy too. As we walk out towards his car, he tells me he's never been able to take them places they want to go, like on a trip or to an amusement park.
I don't have driving, mommy. Too much trouble, the police.
Now he says he can say yes.
Now my baby says, okay, I can go. No problem. I have a paper.
He holds up his paper. A paper that means a lot more than just a license. In San Jose, I'm Angela Johnston for Cross Currents.